Now, U.S. military leaders in Iraq are watching for any sign that Iran could be gaining influence across the border there. And that's one reason they watch closely when one of Iraq's most prominent Shiite opposition leaders returned from exile in Iran today. From Baghdad, NPR's Guy Raz reports that he got a cheering welcome.
Tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims thronged the streets of Basra to welcome back their exiled leader, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim. It was the first time in 23 years he set foot in his native country. Bakr, as he's known to his supporters, is the spiritual leader of Iraq's largest Shiite group, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution. For the past two decades, it was based in Iran, but now the council is fast emerging as this country's most powerful political movement, with tens of thousands of supporters. Speaking to Dubai-based Al Arabiya television today, Bakr pledged to help re-establish a working government in the country. He also offered a warning to the coalition forces now in Iraq. The presence of these foreign armies in Iraq is a big problem, Bakr said, adding, Iraqis will choose their own leaders. No one will impose them on us. It's comments like these that have made U.S. officials in Washington nervous about Bakr's movement. Though he stressed today that he doesn't seek to inspire an Iranian-style theocracy for Iraq, Bakr did insist that the country should be ruled according to Islamic law. His followers, who showered Bakr with flowers, would like to see him lead a future government here.
This person represents the Islam. He is a symbol for Islam. He is a symbol for unity, for liberty, for freedom.
Meanwhile, in Baghdad, the U.S. civilian administrator here, Jay Garner, once again called for an end to U.N. sanctions against Iraq. Garner's blamed the embargo for slowing down the process of reestablishing public services. Today, he set June 15th as the target date to see basic services restored across the country.
I think after the 15th of June, if we accomplish all the things we need to accomplish together, we can begin a process to handing things back to the people of Iraq.
Garner has come under fire for his failure to restore water and power throughout the country. American officials here suspect it could be the reason the White House is sending a new senior civilian administrator to Iraq. Paul Bremer, a former State Department official, is expected in Baghdad on Monday to take over the administration of ORHA, the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Aid. Guy Raz, NPR News.